Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Beautiful fall morning, man. You got to enjoy this because we're going to be back into the 80s by the end of the week, the lower 80s. Keep that in mind. But right now, you're looking at temperatures about 49 degrees in the area if you average them out, going up to only 67 today, 73 tomorrow, 77 on Wednesday. Then the 80s come Friday, a little bitty chance for showers then. But by next Monday, another cool front, highs then only in the lower 60s. So keep that in mind. Look for that. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. Every Monday is a Rouse's Football Monday. Rouse is the official supermarket of LSU. How you doing, Jeff Palermo?
I am doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay. It doesn't feel like Alabama Hate Week. Just does not.
Yeah, after everything that happened last week, as tumultuous, topsy-turvy, crazy as it was last week, it's kind of strange to think that, wait, LSU still has four more games left? Mm-hmm. It almost felt like the football season ended, and now we're just kind of looking ahead to, you know, the future of LSU football. But there's still four games left and a big rivalry game coming up on Saturday, and it'll be very interesting to see what kind of impact Frank Wilson has, and Avery Atkins, who's going to be the new play caller, and how that might change, how motivated LSU will be, how inspired they'll be to the level of passion that they'll play for LSU on Saturday night. And will the play calling look a little bit different with Avery Atkins now calling plays? The one thing we heard from Frank Wilson last week, well, we heard a few things, but one of his major points was the plan to run the ball more. And I think you're going to see more of Harlan Berry, the freshman out of St. Martin's High School. I think you're going to see a lot more of him. And we'll see if they can establish any kind of a ground game against Alabama this Saturday.
The offensive line is what it is, and I know a lot of times, and maybe it'll be different when they try to rush the ball, but, you know, they were trying to pass protect for Garrett Nussmeier, and they were rushing 3-5, and they couldn't get it done.
Yeah, no, and I think for Alabama, this does throw a bit of a wrinkle into their game planning because they know that LSU's going to come with some different stuff at them. I would imagine it makes it a little bit more difficult for Alba. They'll probably have to adjust a little bit to what LSU is doing. We'll hear from Frank Wilson today. We'll get a better idea on some of the health when it comes to the health of the Tigers. We all know that Tyree Adams is likely out for the year, or at least for the regular season. But Kerryus Kern, that was a name that Frank Wilson mentioned last week as a guy that they want to give a long look to here. Looks like he'll probably continue to start at left tackle. Does Paul Mubenga, is he healthy back? Did they make a switch there and put him in there instead of Cohen Echols? Or if there's any other kind of change on that offensive line. And then I think a lot of us are interested to see if Whit Weeks is ready to play this week. They've given it here a couple of weeks. This bone bruise that has developed on the ankle where he had off-season surgery after dislocating his ankle in the bowl game. They really could use a Whit Weeks. His presence has sorely been missed here in the last couple of weeks.
How does this change Garrett Nussmeier the rest of the season for him?
Well, I think Garrett is probably looking to try to finish this season strong. You know, this season has not been the year that he's been anticipating. We were talking about him as a potential top 10 pick. Mm-hmm. Heck, I mean, the Saints are going to have a number one or a number two pick overall. I mean, would he have been in play for the Saints? But he has not played like the number one overall pick or a number two overall pick should play. So for him, this is a chance that he can at least finish this off strong and try to put up some big numbers if that's possible. I think that's probably what's going through his mind. And then I think for a guy like Garrett Nussmeier, it isn't just all about individuals. You know, this guy waited 3 years for his opportunity to start at LSU, and they have not played up to expectations this year. And I would think for him, it's also about winning games and trying to see if this team can to run the table from here on out, finish 9-3, and they can kind of at least finish this regular season despite all of this turbulence that we've had here over the last week or so, that they bounced back from that and ended up going 9-3. I think that would be something that, they certainly can hang their hat on. It's obviously not what we all anticipated when the season started, but that's a pretty good finish.
So if they do run the table, let's just say they do, does Frank Wilson have a chance at this job or not?
Well, I think if they beat Alabama on Saturday, I think the chatter probably grows a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think
he seems, I don't know anything about the man, but he seems like a hell of a nice guy. Tell me about Frank Wilson.
He is a very nice guy, and as he said last week, I mean, he's kind of the he's what Louisiana football is all about, mm-hmm. right? I mean, a New Orleans kid with the Say-Dog, coached at New Orleans schools. He's spent a decade of his coaching life at LSU, was a head coach at McNeese for a couple of seasons, really during a very difficult time after Hurricane Laura. He just didn't have a chance there with how badly Lake Charles was hit by Hurricane Laura. So this is a guy that's seen it all. But you really also need – as great as Frank is as far as a recruiter and mm-hmm. stuff, I think LSU's looking for that someone that's been an established head coach that's run a program. And, their last two head coaches now, Ed Orgeron and Brian Kelly, the way they were running the program there at the end of their times was just not what you expect out of a Power Four school, out of a national championship contender. And
explain that when we come back, the way they were running the program. All right, we'll pick it up. We come back with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, 720 Traffic, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Every Monday is a Rouse's Football Monday. Rouse is the official supermarket of LSU. Jeff Palermo with us, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Alabama coming up this week. Doesn't feel like Alabama hate week, though. You talked, Jeff, before the break about the way that toward the end that Brian Kelly and both Ed Orgeron ran the program. Talk about that, if you will, please.
I just think they took too much of a CEO approach of it, and they weren't hands-on enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the biggest issue with really both of them. And I think they lost connection with their team. And then with the players, and not only with the players, but the assistant coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And college football has become there is so much now more involved with not only, obviously, game planning and player development.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But you throw in this whole NIL piece, and you need a guy to manage the salary cap with revenue sharing and the transfer portal. It almost, you know, when you look at it, you just be like, oh my gosh, there's so much going on here. But in the end, you still got to be a football coach. You still got to have that connection. You got to have that buy-in from the players. You got to have, you know, one of the things that Ed Orgeron did when he first got here was, you know, everybody pull on the rope, you know, one team, one heartbeat, and that really resonated with the football program, and it carried over into the 2019 national championship team, and then that just kind of that one team, one heartbeat just kind of faded away. It went one ear and out the other, and the head coach wasn't involved as much, and in particular with Brian Kelly, I think that was really the one of the biggest things that he just was not. I mean, there was a great piece by Wilson Alexander in The Advocate and NOLA.com about you know, one of the staffers saying, we just wish he was around more, or wish he was a little more connected. And I think while college football is such a big business, and you want to think, well, I can hire all these great assistant coaches and really let them do all the dirty work, and I just kind of oversee it. Mm-hmm. Nah, you got to roll up your sleeves, and you got to be right in there with them and be a part of it. And that's where I think it takes, you know, a guy in his 40s or 50s, because it is demanding. It is 15-hour days. And when you and let's face it, Tommy, when you get up into your 60s, you don't want to work 15-hour days. And when your bank account is as full as Brian Kelly's, maybe I'll go golfing instead of going out and meeting a recruit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the things that you gotta find someone that's hungry and passionate and is all into the job, because it is an all-encompassing job.
It's not like it describing Frank Wilson.
yes, but I still think because of what LSU's expectations are, you're looking for someone that has run a football program and has success. I mean, Verge Osberry laid out the goal very clearly on Friday, that it's the anticipation that LSU football is in the college football playoff every year. Every year. And and if you're falling short of it, you're not doing the job. So that means you got to be all in. And if you're not all in, what has happened here to Brian Kelly will happen to the next head coach, too.
I'm just thinking of Vern Osberry. I'm thinking of Frank Wilson. I'm just thinking, what if we got the two guys there already?
And it's possible. It's very possible. You know, especially with Verge, I think it's possible. But I mean, I think LSU needs to do its due diligence here. They really need to find the right hire here, in particular with the head coach.
Without doubt. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. We come back. Bank on it. Financial insight you can count on with Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Got a very interesting topic for you today. We'll have it when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.